What an incredible act of ignorance. Last week in Dave's sermon, he spoke of three different types of sin, and one of them was ignorant sin. Ignorant sin being something you didn't know. Ignorance being something you weren't aware of. It got me thinking. So it got my mind in Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 33. So when they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. But Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Then they threw dice to divide his clothes. That got me thinking, what didn't they know? What were they ignorant of? As it turns out, there's a whole lot they were ignorant of. Some of them didn't even know who Jesus was. This is talking about the Romans and the Jews who were there. Some of them didn't know who Jesus was. They knew he wasn't a Roman citizen. They knew he was a Jew, and that the Jewish leaders wanted him dead. Other than that, not much else. Probably some of them knew. They didn't know whether he was actually the king of the Jews or not. He said he was. The priest said he wasn't. But the Romans put it on the sign above his head. They didn't know he was the Son of God. The Romans may not have even known the Jewish God, let alone that he was his son that they were about to kill. The Jewish leaders didn't believe that he was the Son of God, and they just wanted him dead. They had no idea that this was the Messiah that the Jews had been waiting for. The Romans may not even know what the Messiah was. None of them had known that they were being used by Satan to stop the coming Messiah. This was a plot by Satan from the time he first learned the Messiah. Satan was all about stopping the Messiah from coming. Nor did they know that they were also all part of God's grand plan of redemption. Not even Satan knew that part. He too had this plan from the beginning. They didn't know that this couldn't happen unless Jesus allowed it to happen. They had no idea that he could put a stop to it at any time he wanted to. None of them realized, not even Satan, that by this act, all of mankind had a chance at redemption. Even those that actually nailed him to the cross could be saved. They didn't know that almost 2,000 years from then, we would be partaking of this meal in remembrance of this event. That today we remember the sacrifice that Christ made to save the world. That without the event that happened that day, we would have no hope of heaven. That act of ignorance gave us all the chance of heaven. Praise God. Let's pray. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you so very, very much for your plan being fulfilled. We thank you so very much that Jesus was willing to go through this for us. That you loved us so much that you gave his son, and he loved us so much that he gave his life, so that through him, we could be with you in heaven. Be with us now, Father, as we proclaim his death until he returns in the way that he set forth. Be with us now as we partake of this bread that is his body and juice that is his blood given for us for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you so very much, Father, for the opportunity to proclaim this to the world. And help us to stay committed, Father, to him as he was to us until death. It's in Jesus' name I pray.